Darfur rebels boycotting peace talks in Libya said today they would meet envoys from an African Union UN mediation team. But they specified conditions that gave little hope they would change their positions.
Meanwhile, UN officials have reported that Sudanese forces have been driving men, women and children out of a camp for internally displaced people in South Darfur. Government forces with heavy machine guns were seen rounding up members of IDPs at the Otash camp. Chief Executive of the Aegis Trust, Dr. James Smith, told us more.
I think that they thought with all the focus on Libya they might get away with this. But the reports that the Aegis Trust received, we were very confident about the sources, and we spoke to people in the camp, we've spoken to eyewitnesses, and in fact, we could hear in the background in the camp people being loaded onto trucks the following morning on another follow-up action, and now some 200 families have been taken out of the camp, and the UN has tried to follow up where they've been taken to. They've been, again, told by the government officials that they've been taken to certain places. When they've tried to follow up, they can't find anybody. And the UN is getting increasingly concerned about this, that not only are they illegally taking people and forcibly displacing them, but they now can't find where they are. And it's very important that a spotlight is put on them, because our concern is that this is the beginning of a pattern.